Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick.
Oh.
Andy and Sam here as always.
What's up?
With a new addition to the group, our new roomie. Let's say hello to Jeremy. How are you, Jeremy?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Yay.
Yeah. Is this your first one?
Yes, this is the first one.
This is the first one. And yeah, this guy's watched as many movies as we have, if
probably
not more.
More.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, you're on Justin caliber as far as like film knowledge and viewership, I'd say.
Yeah, except probably don't do the creepy voices.
Oh yeah. we miss Justin's awesome Gollum voice and Bane.
He does Bane too. Bane angle.
Yeah, he does a Bane one. Was it the Bane through the cup or like the can?
It was Bane through
like a can of Monster.
Yeah.
He does it. Yeah, it's very solid.
It's a little creepy.
Anyway, so we've got a good one today. This is our Wednesday podcast for all of you listeners out there.
Yeah, Wednesday.
So with that, it's not a total movie review, but it's definitely topical because today we are talking about our top 10 1970s movies.
Yeah.
And if you guys have listened before, you know that we have a 1980s podcast out there, which was, I think it was like a blanket 1980s, not just 1980s action. Right, it was 1980s.
Yeah, that was just the 1980s one.
Yeah, because I remember giving an honorable mention to The Naked Gun. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Quickfire, Jeremy, number one 1980s movie.
Yeah.
What would it be?
Top. Best.
1980s?
Yeah, any movie from the 1980s.
I don't know. I would have to look.
I can't think of my number one anymore.
I can't either. I think mine was maybe Full Metal Jacket.
Star Wars is in there. Full Metal Jacket was in there.
I mean, and Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. That was number one for somebody. Yeah.
Maybe that was number one for...
That's
a solid movie, right?
Yeah, that's an awesome movie.
Anyway, so let's get to it. Let's get to it and do it with honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Yes.
We'll give Jeremy we're passing the baton since you're the newbie. Let's hear your honorable mentions and why.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I put Manhattan.
Okay.
Woody Allen.
Oh yeah,
maybe.
Woody Allen. Yeah.
Which is on Netflix.
Yeah, so it's all in black and white. I don't know, it's just a pretty good movie.
Yeah, like, I was actually asking you about that because I hadn't seen it like two or three days ago. I was like, hey man, have you seen this Woody Allen movie called Manhattan? Because I think on Rotten Tomatoes or something, it's like one of the highest rated Woody Allen movies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can see that.
It's solid all the way around.
Cool.
It's still comedy, but...
See, I need to watch that too because I like Woody Allen. I never did watch Manhattan.
Yeah.
All right, is that your only honorable mention?
And I also put Alien.
Ooh, that has to be, you know, I know a couple people that have that in their top 10 for sure.
Yeah.
Mr. B would probably have that in his top 10, considering how much he loves sci-fi.
Yeah, and other James Cameron fans. That's the one with James Cameron.
No,
right?
That was Ridley Scott.
That was Ridley Scott.
James Cameron did Aliens.
Yeah, he did the second one.
Oh, he did
second.
Aliens. Yeah. I always mixed the two up.
Aliens was in the 1980s, actually.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. That was somebody's... honorable mention in the 1980s.
Actually, I do like Aliens better.
I do too. Yeah, Aliens is so good. Yeah. But
take that, Ridley Scott.
Yeah. What about you, Sam? You want to talk about your?
So my
those are very solid honorable mentions.
Crap. Hold on. I made a list and I would forget otherwise. Okay. So I have two. First honorable. I blacked it out.
Blacked
so
out. Zero Dark Thirty shit right here.
Yeah. It's redacted. So my first one was Monty Python and the Holy Grail, just because...
Interesting.
I like that movie, but not like a whole lot, but I know that movie meant a lot to most of my friends from Louisville, like Jason and all those kids. Like,
okay.
They love the movie.
Sure.
And so like it was kind of all of our stepping stone into getting into really just like silly comedy stuff.
Absurdist shit.
Yeah. It's a good introduction to that style. Plus, it is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And very silly and fun. And then my other honorable mention for the 70s is House, which is 1977. I can't remember the name of the director. It's a Japanese guy. But it's a Criterion movie that's like really like psychedelic and weird. And it's like a horror story where a bunch of people are in
funny. I got a funny story about that. It's funny that you bring that up. I ran into Mr. A and the Soup before we were taking the MPRE, and they're like, hey man, we watched this terrible Japanese movie called House.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
Yeah.
It's really dumb.
I think they were surprised that it was a Criterion, right?
Well, yeah, it's like a cult classic in how goofy and stupid it is. Like, it's not supposed to be a good movie.
All right,
it's just a very silly movie.
Interesting.
Plus, I really like the posters and stuff they have where it's just like all red with the face of the little demon guy. That's just fun to me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess we'll move on to mine.
Yeah, what are your honorable mentions, Andy?
God, you know, I kept on changing in every... God, there's so many that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Sam is a big Bruce Lee fan.
I am a big Bruce Lee fan.
And I am more of a Jackie Chan fan.
And he's also great.
I like...
He's good, too.
I'm going to give Drunken Master gets an honorable mention. I don't know if you guys have seen... Maybe you've seen The Legend of Drunken Master, which came
out. That's what I've seen.
Yeah, it came out 5 years later. But Drunken Master is the kind of like, everyone tags it as like the original kung fu comedy.
Yeah.
Drunken Master, The Legend of Drunken Master is way better. But this one came out in 1978. So that's an honorable mention for my kung fu fix.
Okay.
The next one, Deliverance, I like that movie.
Okay, yeah.
I like that movie a lot, but it's not my top 10.
Who directed Deliverance? I forget.
I'm not sure.
Holy shit, I totally forgot. I feel like we should know this, but I know who's in it.
I've never seen it.
Is it John Cassavetes?
I don't know. Maybe we'll figure that out
in a little bit.
And then my last honorable mention would be Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's a solid one.
I love that movie.
That's a great movie. It's always on TV, and I remember watching that countless times, getting freaked out about the Blueberry Girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I like Gene Wilder, and he doesn't get a shout-out for any other. I didn't put Young Frankenstein or anything else in my top 10. But that was kind of his heyday, even with Richard Pryor, you know, with his like other things like that. But those are my honorable mentions. I guess since we're doing this order, I kind of like Jeremy leading us.
Yeah,
so
Jeremy,
hit us up with number 10.
Yeah,
number 10. I put One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Classic.
Oh, okay, yeah,
that's so good.
Yeah,
that is so good.
Jack Nicholson. Cool
movie, yeah,
Jack Nicholson. Also, there's one guy in. There's one guy in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest who plays the doctor in Deadwood later on.
Do you remember
the doctor? Did you watch Deadwood?
I've seen a couple episodes. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
The doctor in Deadwood got nominated for Best Supporting Actor
for
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And then kind of like nothing else came of it. But he's so fantastic in Deadwood as well.
He was good.
Yeah. That's a good pick for number 10. What about you, Sam? Your number 10.
My number 10 is a really goofy movie similar to House. It's The Warriors, which is 1979.
See, and I never saw that. I couldn't put it on there.
It's a hilarious movie. It's just dumb in the best way. And, like, all of it is really reminiscent of the Thriller music video, which I really enjoyed,
too. Well, the color scheme with everyone in their leather.
Yeah. But, yeah, The Warriors is pretty awesome. I remember watching that, like... with a couple of my best friends, like on 4th of July a couple of years ago.
Very
cool movie.
No, it's definitely a cult classic, even so much that they made the video game out of it.
Yeah. Rockstar's video game.
Yeah. I never played it.
It was pretty well received, but it's also like really basic and like.
It was PlayStation 2 years too.
Yeah. It's also really short.
Yeah.
I think you could beat it in like 3.5 hours.
The movie, I think, has a 7.8 on IMDb. Like, it's super popular. Yeah, it's really high.
It's a fun movie.
nice. And I'm going to go with number 10 is Derzu Uzala.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that one?
No.
Have you ever heard of that one? It's a 1975 Russian film directed by Akira Kurosawa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's kind of... It was... So, 1970s for Akira Kurosawa was like a... kind of like a dead space, like legit, the whole 1970s, he didn't do shit.
Okay.
He did two movies, one of which was this one. And I think he got the foreign language Oscar that year it came
out. Interesting.
But it was a Russian production, and the story is the Russian army sends out this one officer to go on an expedition to Siberia, and he meets up with this native of Siberia, and it's about their journey in this really harsh winterland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really cool, and it's directed by Akira Kurosawa, and it looks really, really good. It's kind of a story about the soldier and like this native kind of becoming friends and huffing it together through nature.
Okay.
So it's pretty solid, but it's also like a lesser known one. But I needed to have like my Kurosawa fix in here somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't even know he directed in the
70s. Yeah, that's the only one. And then after that, he did that Ran one in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like that was the one that came
back.
That's
a long break then.
It's a long
break. For him, it's a long break.
Especially the 10 years of basically nothing. He did two movies. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Let's hear number 9, Mr. Jeremy.
Yeah.
All right. I did A Clockwork Orange for number 9.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Cool.
See, I still haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. And they wanted to get. We went. You know how to do.
I remember y'all were talking about it. Yeah. So is.
Everyone talks about the rape scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's one of the greatest. It's
rape
a great
scenes?
Scene, yeah. It would be in my top
only
10 rape scenes.
Only second to, like, History of Violence.
What's the.
I would put that ahead of a History of Violence.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Interesting. That's a Stanley.
Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. Very nice. Seeing we know that that's a seminal movie of the 70s, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it either.
Well, that's a good one. We'll I'm glad it's in someone's top 10.
Yeah.
Solid all the way.
Very nice. Let's hear it from you, Sam.
So my number 9 is Rocky. Sylvester Stallone writing and John G. Avildsen directing. I had no idea he directed that.
Does Stallone direct the second one?
I think he might have. Stallone wrote all of them.
He wrote all of them.
And, like, I think he was basically in control of
everything. The thing with the first one was that they didn't want to give him total. They're like, who is this Stallone guy?
They're right? a little concerned.
Well, it was well directed.
It was well directed. It was a good. It's a great movie.
Yeah, I really like that movie because that's like my dad's favorite movie. Mm-hmm. And so when I was little, I would watch that with him all the time.
That would be probably one of the top ones for, like, ultimate sports flicks, I would think. You know, like top 10 sports movies.
It's pretty awesome. It started off all the sports
flicks. This is like the prototype, right? Yeah.
It's what they strive for.
Yeah. I would too. Anyway, that's a really good pick for number 9.
Thank you, sir.
I guess I have to do my number 9, which is Little Big Man.
Okay.
Which was 1970 Dustin Hoffman.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like, I was looking for a Western movie, right? Okay, and
I was about to say that.
It's
a Western
movie. It's Western.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And it's basically Dustin Hoffman. It starts out with him as like a really old guy, and then he's talking about his life being raised by Indians.
Okay.
And then fighting with Custer.
So
it's actually kind of cool. You follow this guy's life. It's like the precursor to Dances with Wolves, except much better.
That movie just seemed really racist.
Dances with Wolves. I don't know. It's just
I've only seen the first half of it.
It's a long movie. It's a 2 VHS-er.
I saw the first VHS.
Yeah. But Little Big Man, I like Dustin Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman could have... actually, Dustin Hoffman appears twice on my list.
Appears again?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, he does.
Okay, cool.
But let's... some foreshadowing. Right. Okay. Let's hear for you for number 8, Jeremy.
Yeah, I put the Sting for number 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We have some overlap. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
All right.
That's good. That's a solid one. And I love Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
Yeah.
That
came out. Same pairing.
Yeah. Was that 5 years before or so?
I'm not. Yeah, it might have been.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. It was pretty. I think it was definitely like a. When Butch Cassidy came out, I was like, well, it must have been kind of close between that and the Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know. They're both great movies, but it was like a big gap, a fairly big gap. But yeah, that's a great movie. And it used to be on Netflix. I don't know if it is anymore.
I'm sure it's streaming somewhere if it's on Netflix. I mean,
well, it was on Netflix my junior or senior year at UT, and that's when they were doing like the Netflix was still like getting to the contracts. Yeah. You know, it's like
they took a lot off.
I mean, if it's not on there, it'll probably be on Hulu or something.
It's always on classic movies.
Yeah, it's on classic movies.
Yeah.
I watched on when the probably TCM before.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's a great movie.
It's
anyway,
part of the National Register.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. So what are we at?
We're at 8.
My 8 was Dog Day Afternoon, which is Sidney LeMay, 1975.
Pacino's going to be all over this fucking list.
Yeah, because Pacino is super. Serpico.
Serpico's in a lot.
So many other movies.
And you know, the obvious ones that are coming up for sure.
Yeah.
But that's a solid movie. My number 8 is The Jerk.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to put that on my honorable.
Steve Martin. That's like, I don't have too many funny, actually. This is the only straight up comedy I have. But that is some funny stuff. That was actually really, that was like 1979, so it barely got in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's still good.
But it's still, it's still in there. Still number 8. I thought it was a very funny movie when I first saw it.
I did it when I was little, and then once I got older,
yeah, you get more of the jokes.
I liked it, or liked it less.
I liked. My favorite one is when he's writing to his family, and then at the end of the thing, he's talking about getting a hand job. No, I thought it was good. I actually, that was the first pairing between Steve Martin and Frank Oz, was it not?
I don't know.
It might have been.
I think I don't know if Frank Oz did it or not, but they did Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, which was in the 80s, and that, I really like that one too. Anyway, that's my number 8. Let's hear from you, Jeremy, with number 7.
I put Star Wars New Hope
for 7. Okay. Yeah, I think Jeremy and I are just going to be at the same list from now on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We probably are. Our order is probably different.
Yeah, our order is different, but yeah, that's definitely on my list.
Okay. Yeah, it's on my list too.
Good movie.
Well, it has to appear in every
seminal, list. It's a seminal movie.
It's such an epic film. Let's be honest.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I think the first time when I watched it, and that's also like one of the first movies where I think like my parents are like, yeah, this movie is... You can watch it. There's nothing really.
Oh yeah, there's no like real violence or real vulgarity while still maintaining like a lot of adult themes and just the epic nature of Star Wars.
Oh, like the Tatooine and all that stuff.
Yeah.
When, even I mean,
did Alderaan blow up in the first one? Alderaan blew up in the first one, right?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I thought it was.
You know, what we should do is we should probably. I want to revisit the Blu-ray things that everyone hates.
The Blu-ray version.
They're not that bad. It just looks weird because like there are scenes like when they first get on Tatooine and then like it scopes out and then you have like one of the Tatooine people riding like a dinosaur that looks super CGI. It just looks,
okay.
It's like,
just
like little
place.
Hits of it in A New Hope.
Yeah, I mean, I remember in elementary school when they did the when they put them back out in theaters again with like re-edited. Remember that? Like extended scenes.
Yeah.
I remember that too. That's a good pick for number 7 for Jeremy. So what say you, Mr. Sam?
So mine is Ali, Fear Eats the Soul. It's a movie by Rainer Werner Fassbinder from 1974.
Do tell.
Oh, okay. It's basically about this like little community in Germany, and I guess they have like a very small Moroccan population, and it's basically about this Moroccan guy who's like in his 30s falling in love with this like really elderly, not super elderly, she's like 60 or something, German woman, and like about their relationship, and it's kind of like a race relations focused movie.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's pretty
that's cool.
It's pretty cool. It's kind of heartbreaking. If you guys have seen Far From Heaven, it's a little like Far From Heaven. Except Far From Heaven does a lot of other stuff that's separate, but it's kind of similar to that in theme.
Interesting.
And pacing.
That's cool, and that's pretty high for a lesser known flick for you, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty like neat that.
My number 7 is Escape from Alcatraz.
Okay.
And that they play that on AMC like every fucking weekend, right? Like it's like you can always turn it on.
I still
haven't
seen it.
Really? Huh? You've probably seen it like in like if you channel flip. Like, if you've done, let's say, I don't know, Jeremy, like 10 years of channel flipping, you've probably seen the whole movie by now.
Yeah.
Because it has been, they play it all the fucking time.
It's constantly on AMC or TCM, or I remember when IFC used to play it too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for escape movies, like Great Escape or Bridge Over River Kwai, like lots of cool things like that, right? And Escape from Alcatraz is a really fun prison escape movie that I liked. In fact, there are two prison escape movies on my list.
Okay.
Yes, and this is the number 7 spot, and the other one doesn't come in until number 2.
Yeah.
But I like Clint Eastwood. He could have been on everyone's list for many different films. Dirty Harry was in the 70s. So.
Was it in the 70s?
Yeah, yeah. Dirty Harry was in the 70s. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But I like Escape from Alcatraz a little bit more, and you know, without Escape from Alcatraz, I feel like there couldn't be a Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Thanks, Stephen King.
Yeah. But just anyway, that was my number 7. Let's hear from you, Jeremy, with number 6. Yeah.
I put Annie Hall for 6.
Oh, totally forgot about
that. I did too.
Yeah.
Nice. It's the last comedy to win the Best Picture in Academy Award.
I didn't know that either. That's really cool.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
It is. Yeah.
Woody Allen.
It is the biggest Woody Allen picture.
Yeah.
It's not the highest grossing one, though, right? I think they did like a list. They did a list for highest grossing where it like matched up how much money the movies made.
And it might not have been, but it's most well known.
Yeah. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good. Repping the Woody Allen on Jeremy's list. Actually, no. Manhattan was honorable mention, wasn't it?
That was.
Yeah. Cool. All right, Sam, what you got for number six?
So you mentioned earlier how much I like Bruce Lee. So my number six is Enter the Dragon. Mm-hmm. Because I love Bruce Lee, and that's a really awesome movie because I think it set a good tone for how tournament movies would work, or just movies in which you have to fight a lot of bad guys. Like major bad guys.
That's the I think that's one of the better ones to put on. There are a couple Bruce Lee ones on there. Is Game of Death? No, I'm not going to talk about that yet.
I don't have Game of Death.
Oh, okay, you don't have Game of Death. No, on no. Okay, okay.
But that's an awesome movie.
That is an awesome movie. That would deserve the other Bruce Lee honorable mention.
That should have been an honorable mention.
Yeah. For Bruce Lee, because like all the other ones are fine, but like those are the two that I really like the most.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six. This is quick. I put The Sting down for number six. Okay. Right. Okay. So we're moving on to number five.
Yeah, I put The Deer Hunter for five.
Okay.
See, I was thinking about putting that.
Jeremy's fucking me over on my list. I have nothing to talk about.
I was going to put Deer Hunter as an honorable mention, but then I decided not to.
Nice.
That's an awesome movie.
Great movie in general. So sad. Yeah. So rough.
Great ending.
A great ending.
Yeah, I was about to say that had one of the most satisfying
endings. Whoa. Oh, my God. Just remember whenever the Christopher Walken Russian roulette scene. And Robert De Niro is trying to push the blood back down into his head, squirting out. Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah.
That's just such a terrifying scene.
Yeah,
that was so good. It's so good.
Yeah. The entire scene was.
Oh my God! Yeah, perfect. Well, you know that's the Sam. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I'm going to tell you right now because my 4, 5, and 6 have already been mentioned by Jeremy, basically in that order.
That's awesome.
Let's hear it from you.
Number five is another Sidney Lumet movie. It's Network, which is 1976.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to put that in there, so I didn't.
That's just an awesome movie, and it does a really good job at foreshadowing reality TV and a lot of the stuff that, you know, is really contemporary, modern to us. Sidney Lumet kind of found a way to portray on screen in 1976. So, yeah.
It was a good movie. We watched that 2 years ago.
Yeah, one year.
It was solid. Yeah. All right. Now, my number five was Star Wars. Let's move on, Jeremy, to your number four.
My number four.
Stealing my thunder.
I probably will have stolen this.
Probably, let's hear it.
Is The Godfather Part 2.
Okay. Well, that's on there. Yeah.
It's on everyone's list.
It's on everyone's list. Everyone. You can avoid.
It just depends on who put it where. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that does depend. I'm interested to see what's your number one then.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be good.
Well, it's Part 2.
Part 2 is? Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Godfather Part 2 is... Well, it's,
is the what?
never mind. That was my pick. No. For 4.
4 is
I wasn't sure if you thought that I said
Godfather. No, I'm sorry. No. Godfather Part 2. We heard that. That is
Godfather Part 2.
Okay. Is number 4 for you.
Yes.
Okay. Like solid movie.
I like those sweeping shots.
Everything about Cuba, that whole bit.
That was awesome.
Anyway, let's hear it from you, Sam, number 4.
My number 4 is I think another John Cassavetes. No, it's my first John Cassavetes. It's A Woman Under the Influence, which is 1974.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pretty cool movie. I liked it because it's probably, I mean, like, I liked it now because I thought it was cool, but it was probably really cool 1974 because there aren't that many films that would, you know, portray women as being kind of like super raw and super emotional. Like
yeah.
That. So
ahead of its time in that regard.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Very cool. My number 4 was Deer Hunter. So Jeremy, take it away with number 3.
Having the same list.
Okay. I feel like the 3-1 is going to be exciting. So I can't wait to hear what your number 3 is. Don't fuck it up, Jeremy.
My number 3 is Taxi Driver.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. I didn't even put that in my top 10.
I didn't either.
No, I didn't
It might be my favorite Martin Scorsese movie.
Huh, okay.
When was Raging Bull? Was that
Raging
80s?
Bull is 1984 or 81, okay. Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's early.
Wow, I didn't even think about Taxi Driver. Robert De Niro is definitely in your list 3 times then.
Yeah.
Well, that's assuming you didn't put Godfather as number 1.
Yeah.
Which in that case, he's in 4 of your movies. Yeah.
He is in all of my movies.
He just keeps showing up.
Yeah.
He just keeps showing up. Okay.
Well, he's so great. Pacino's so great, too. Let's make a movie with him together and have Natalie Portman in it.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll call it Heat.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that was your number 3.
Yes, that was yes, Jeremy's.
Okay, now three. Let's hear Sam's. Number
so my three. Number three is already mentioned. It was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh shit!
I just like that movie a lot because I watched it a lot when I was a kid, and we watched it on TV. And
yeah.
I just thought it was like a lot of fun and also a lot of like kind of satirical adult humor stuff that was cool.
I thought it was great as far as like a movie from the 70s that can adapt to such a crazy book.
Yeah,
you know?
Plus, yeah, that's the other thing. I love Roald Dahl, and it's the only Roald Dahl movie I really liked from the 70s. So.
Yeah. I always wanted a sequel to that.
They
they made the remake.
Yeah, they made the. I wanted to do the glass elevator one.
Yeah. There's another book. I don't know why they won't. They probably won't ever do that.
No, though. I wanted. Well, Gene Wilder is too old to be in it now.
Well, no, even if they replaced him, because I think it's.
Probably. I thought that would be. I just wanted more. I wanted them to shoot up out of the glass elevator and be like, "Yeah, what's the next movie going to be like?"
Yeah.
Anyway, right. That's my number three. Is I'm happy because no one said it yet. Is Patton.
Dry oh, leg. Okay.
Yeah. And I fucking love war movies, and this was a great war movie.
Yeah.
And like poop through a goose.
Yep. Much better than Apocalypse Now.
Oh, we had our talk about that. But Patton was very solid. And I had never seen a war movie that done like that, where it just kind of follows this one guy. They tried doing that with MacArthur and failed.
MacArthur?
Okay.
Yeah, Gregory Peck was MacArthur.
I don't think I've seen that.
No, I haven't either.
But
it's like, a garbage movie.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, everyone's like, "Oh, have you seen MacArthur?" It's like, no, it's not. It's not. They tried. Patton happened. Then everyone's like, "Well, let's try MacArthur." Gregory Peck is great, but you can't. You know,
yeah.
You can only do so much.
You can only do so much with the script.
And Patton, if you haven't seen it, you have to go and see it right now. Again, it's always on during Memorial Day or something like
that.
Yeah,
plus they play that on. I mean, they play that on a lot on regular television. Like
AMC, they do. Yeah, they play
during classic movies a lot.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to number two.
Yeah.
All right. My number two is the original Godfather.
Okay.
So,
very nice. I didn't put the first Godfather in my top 10.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
You like Godfather Part 2 better?
Yes, I do. I like Godfather Part 2 better. I really do. But anyway, that Godfather was really good. I just didn't want to put two Godfathers in my top 10.
Okay.
That's just me.
Not,
being
what about
lame.
Part 3? Nobody wanted Part 3.
That's the best. That's my save it for my best of the 90s, Sam. It was 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
90s. Oh, yeah.
It was 90s. It was a piece of shit movie. Yeah, that was
pretty fucking terrible.
It's pretty bad.
I blame Sofia Coppola.
Bad movie.
I blame Sofia Coppola
still
for just being in it.
It was still nominated.
Yeah, but that's because it was just like a nod to Francis Ford Coppola. Oh, you're still amazing.
Sofia couldn't act in that whole weird, like, cousin love story.
Yeah.
That was Andy Garcia, was it not?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. It was just awkward in a lot of parts.
And the ending is just like, what a garbage movie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So my number two is Star Wars, A New Hope, which was already mentioned, and it's great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. I can't wait to talk about the ones that we all have on our list. That should be good when we do a recap.
Yeah,
so that'd be good. So you have Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. My number two is the second prison escape movie that I'm talking about, and that's Papillon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I love it so much.
I would probably put that on the list if I had seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Ooh, see, and I love Steve McQueen. Dustin Hoffman is also in this movie.
Yeah, I was actually looking for a Steve McQueen movie. I was like, Bullet? No.
Because
that's 68.
That's 68. Yeah. I'm thinking Sand Pebbles is 60s, too. I love the Sand Pebbles. But Papillon is great. It is like a prison escape movie of all prison escape movies. And it's one of those. It's an epic escape movie.
Yeah.
It's an epic. And it's one of those things where I think he gets caught like three or four times. He escapes three times.
Okay.
And on the fourth time, it's like we've never seen. We don't know what happened to him. But it is a great movie. And we should watch it sometime. It's another 2.8 VHSer, though. It's a long movie. Dustin Hoffman is actually his kind of like fellow prisoner. And they escape together sometimes. And it's kind of like their stories about like their failed escapes and what they're doing to survive.
Okay.
And you go through like three different like areas. Like there's like a jungle region and then like a coastal region. It's really fun.
Oh, so like Life of Pi.
Oh, like Life of Pi. Yeah, the original Life of Pi.
Yeah.
So that's number two is Papillon for me.
Okay, cool.
All
cool.
Right. Jeremy. Now everyone knows. I think, let's hear it, Jeremy. You're number one.
You're
drum
number
roll,
one.
Please.
It's Chinatown.
What?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's cool.
That was going to be in my top 10, I think. Thank God I didn't pick it, because then Jeremy would have chosen like half of my movies.
I still haven't seen it.
It's on Netflix.
I know. It's on Netflix.
It has one of the biggest twists.
Oh my God! Yeah. Did you think it was a twist?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Were you not surprised by that?
No, I wasn't. I don't know. And I don't know why I wasn't surprised. But I thought it was a great movie.
It was great.
It's a great movie, especially the ending. Especially the ending.
The ending is powerful.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Jack Nicholson again. Mm-hmm. So Jack Nicholson is in your your list twice.
Right.
Yeah.
You had one
for one and ten.
One and ten. I like it. Full circle for Crazy Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, that's a solid movie. Roman Polanski directed that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great movie. Great movie. That's on Netflix still. I watched it on Netflix a year ago, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Anyway, cool. Let's hear from you, Sam.
So my number one is also already mentioned, is The Godfather.
The first one.
Gotcha. Yeah. So yeah, I just really like that movie, and it seemed like super violent for the time, at least. But then you had stuff like The Deer Hunter, which was also still pretty violent. But I don't know. Like, The Godfather just had a great story arc, and it's like the way to tell an epic for film, like a more modern epic for film. So I really like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is such a great movie.
Yeah.
And my number one is Godfather Part II.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just think Godfather Part II is fantastic. Just like... Also, kind of like, you know how, like, in the first one, we're talking about anything for family, right?
Yeah.
In the second one, you have family getting in the way.
Yeah,
which
I thought was
a good
cash
good
rules
bit.
Everything
and,
around me.
Yeah, and it's one of those things with, like, the second one, I think it's just, like, even if the second one, like, the first, you know how everyone's just like, a sequel is never as good. The second one is always solid, and I think part of the reason why I thought the second one was so solid is just because it's like, wow, this is keeps me engaged just as well as the first one.
I think I would have put the second one, but I didn't want more than one Godfather movie.
Yeah. So, but they're both great movies, and I think
not three. Don't watch that one.
I haven't seen any.
Just read the synopsis on Wikipedia. And
I haven't seen any of the Blu-ray Godfathers, which I really want to again. But you know, then again, Godfather is on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. And AMC always does, like, the full, like, the marathon of one and two together.
They have the Godfather Week.
Yeah, that's right. Every year. Yeah. It's like Shark Week. So I think
bullets.
If we talk about it, we have Star Wars is the only one that has all three.
Yeah, I think
three
so.
Three of us, right? Yeah. Godfather has two of us. Godfather Part Two has two of us. Wait, do we have Deer Hunter as three? Oh, you didn't put Deer Hunter in there.
No.
Deer Hunter is two people. The Sting is two people. So that's we shared about like half a list, I think.
These
are all great movies. I think everyone who's listening right now, you should check out any of these movies, and you'll do fine.
Yeah, it's probably easy, and it's pretty easy to find all of them because
they're
so well
known.
Hulu.
Yeah.
I mean, even apart from that, you could probably find DVDs at Walmart.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, Jeremy, you sound like a pro for your first time.
Excellent job.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Impressed. He's got the voice for radio.
Yeah.
Very nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do another one of these, I guess maybe like a 1960s. We'll go back in time.
Okay, yeah.
I think I know more 1960s movies than
1970s. I actually do know more 1960s movies.
What about you, Jeremy? What do you think?
I'm not sure.
We're going to have to see. We'll be surprised, I think. Yeah.
I think I would be.
perfect.
All right, well, thanks everybody for listening. Thank you, Jeremy, for joining
Woo!
Us on this one.
Party
we're gonna
time.
Join on a lot more probably.
You're gonna make them.
Yeah,
that's gonna it's force them into it.
Yeah. Strap them in that awesome chair.
Yeah.
But as always, thanks everybody for listening. You know, let us know if you have any questions or comments, and yeah, thanks. Bye.